Please welcome Deborah Jeremiah.
So the subject tonight is roughing it, and it's not about camping. It's about growing up with brothers. And if anybody here has had brothers, they have a pretty good idea what it's like to grow up with. Maybe I had six brothers. So, and I was the baby girl of the family out of eight kids. My mom had two daughters and six boys. So I think I'll start with a story about when I was about 8 years old, and my brothers pulled me aside and they said, we have something to tell you. You've been adopted. And the reason why you've been adopted is because you're so ugly that your parents did not want to keep you, so mom took you in. Like, Mom, am I adopted? No, you're not adopted. I go back. Mom says that I'm not adopted and you guys are just full of it. I go, no, she's lying to you. You are, you're adopted. She just doesn't want you to know yet. Mom, am I adopted? No. Now think about it. Who in their right mind would have seven children and adopt an eight? And I thought, well, I don't know, Mom, because who in their right mind would be married three times, divorced three times, and end up raising a bunch of kids by herself? So that was my mom, alone with eight kids. I always wanted a little sister and always trying to talk my mom into having another kid. And I said, well, you know, throw hints her way. If you had another kid, what would you name her? And she said, Mud. I'm Mud, yeah, and besides that, I can't have any more children, so. I talked about it all the time. Word got out that I wanted a little sister. Now, I had to tag along with my other brothers, and my older sister, she was 7 years older than I was, and she wasn't much of an ally. She was into playing her piano and singing, and she didn't want to be bothered with a little girl in her face, so I hung out with my brothers. My brother was about 9 years old, and I was six, and I was tagging along one day, and he climbs a tree up against the garage, and we managed to get on top of the garage, and we're sitting there on the roof looking at Grover Beach, at the scenery, the beach, and the neighbors, and the backyard, and the tricycles, and the bicycles, and everything on the ground, and my brother says, I dare you to jump. I go, jump? No. No way, I'm not going to jump. He goes, no, when someone dares you, you have to jump. And I said, no, I'm not going to jump. Well, I double dare you, so now you're really obligated to jump. And so if any of you are familiar with Mikey, the little character, that if Mikey likes it, it's okay. I was beginning to feel like I was an experiment because I did. I jumped. And like a feral cat with nine lives, I got up, brushed myself up, and I was okay. Looked up at my brother and said, I double dare you to jump, and he jumps off the garage also. And he also, like a feral cat, managed to survive the fall. And anyway, so then another incident where I played the role of Mikey was when my brother brought me a bottle of pills. And he says, I hear you want a baby sister. So if you take one of these pills, you can have a baby sister grow inside of you like a seed. Better yet, if you have two, you'll have twins. So I was like, no, Mom said don't take pills. And he said, well, see this? There's a little woman pushing a stroller. This is what Mom takes to have all of these kids. And I said, I'm not convinced about that. Mom says she can't have any more kids. I know, I've been trying to talk her into another one. And he said, no, you should have one. You should take one. So I have no idea to this day what I took. But then again, like a feral cat with nine lives, I'm here today to tell you about it. Mom never knew about the pills. So I think karma got after my brother, though, or another brother influenced him that a box of X-Lax was chocolates, and he ate the whole box. So anyhow, so I did have a little brother, and it was the job of the older siblings to keep an eye on the younger siblings. And so my job with my little brother was to keep an eye on him when we played outside. Now, my job was not to protect him from getting out in the traffic or running away or getting kidnapped. My job was to keep him from eating snails. And I dreaded it. I just dreaded the idea of having to keep an eye on him. I was pretty little myself, but I'd hear that crunching sound, and I'd see the little ball sticking out of his chin. And the next thing I know, the green foam is just drooling down his chin and his neck, and it's an image I'll never forget, that's for sure. So then I'd have to call out for somebody to come help because I was too little to get the snail out of his mouth. But now I'm beginning to understand where the rhyme came about little girls and boys and what they are made of, because that described my brother to the T, snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. And little girls, of course, are sugar and spice and everything nice. That's why we're superior, correct? So anyway, I thought, if I have to put up with my little brother, I'm going to turn him into my little sister. So I had a doll about this tall, about the same height as my little brother, and I thought, if he's going to play with me and I have to keep an eye on him, he's going to dress up like a girl. So I put my doll's dress on him, and it fit. Had a Marilyn Monroe wig, blonde platinum curly wig, put that on him, and we played Barbies and tea time and whatever, and he went along with it just as long as he could hang out with me. I tried to hang out with my brothers quite a bit, and a lot of times they were really good about it. I played baseball with them in the field across the street, and we played football, and my brothers taught me how to throw a football and keep my fingers on the stitching and throw with a spiral. And I was about 9, and I was this little skinny, twerpy kid, and they taught me how to tackle by just throwing my whole body in the back of the knees of these junior high and high school boys. So I felt proud that I was able to tackle these boys. And I could run pretty fast, and I thought they couldn't catch me, but I came to realize now, looking back, that it wasn't that they couldn't catch me to tackle me. They wouldn't tackle me. Because there was my mom standing there watching me playing football with these boys, tackling them. And I could tell by her expression that I was in trouble. "Ms. Deborah, come in the house. I need to talk to you." You know, I had no idea what I had done. And it was time to have a talk about the birds and the bees. Now, my mother is a Southern Baptist, and their way of talking about the birds and the bees is telling you what nice girls don't do. And nice girls don't tackle boys and throw them to the ground. Somehow, some way, my understanding at that time was if you're on the ground with a boy, then an unwanted pregnancy was going to happen. So it's just not a good idea to play tackle with the boys. I said, "Well, does that mean I can't wrestle with them either?" "Oh, God, no, you can't wrestle with them either." But so anyway, that was the end of my football experience. One last experience that I recall with my brothers, I was beginning to realize that I wasn't wanted to hang out with them, and I tried. I was a pest, I guess you could say. And they put a ladder up on top of the house, up against the house, and they're going to climb up on the roof. And again, you know, I'm going to get on the roof at probably about 9 or 10. This time I'm a little afraid because the roof is slanted, and I'm not into jumping off roofs anymore. So they say, "Okay, you know, you're ladies first." And so I go up the ladder, get up there. Now I'm shaking because it's slanted, and I can feel myself sliding slowly. But I thought, okay, the guys are going to join me, and I'm going to be okay. And turns out that they removed the ladder, and I'm up there on the roof by myself. And I'm screaming because I'm horrified. And they, I discovered that the louder I screamed, the harder they laughed. So I thought, you know, I got a cowgirl up here and be courageous and just pretend like I'm not afraid. So I stopped screaming. And they eventually, the fun was, it was no longer fun to them. So they got the ladder and helped me down. Turns out that a couple years ago, one of my brothers apologized to me for all the teasing. And I said, you know, I'm okay. I said, if it wasn't for the teasing, I wouldn't be the tough cookie I am today.